Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us.
You lift me up high, you spread my wings and fly me to the sky. I feel so alive, it's like my soul thrives in your light. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today in this show, we're going to be talking about the reality of angels. Angels, yeah. See, there are so many creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't know enough about. The Noble Quran has spoken about the angels on numerous occasions, with a great number of verses speaking of their attributes, characteristics, and responsibilities. So much so that the Quran places the issue of belief in the angels at par with belief in Allah, the prophets and the divine books. And this itself is proof of the fundamental importance of the issue. Okay, sometimes people say, you know, why do we have to talk about angels? Why is it important? Brothers and sisters, go look in Quran, go look in the scripture, the Islamic ahadith and traditions of the prophets and Ahlul Bayt. You know, belief in angels has been vital throughout. Okay, so this is why it becomes important for us to know what angels are and who angels are. The messenger believes in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, and so do the believers. They all believe in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers. Okay, see how Allah embeds angels in between book and himself. Okay, so believing in unseen is important in Islam. This verse of Quran that I recited, it was from Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the second chapter of Quran, in verse 285. The Quran mentions the characteristics of angels, and we're going to go over those characteristics real quick, and you will find a lot of interesting points in there. The first one is that the angels are entities that possess intelligence and comprehension, and are honorable servants of Allah. Wow. Right? The verse 26 of Surah Anbiya, it says, "Nay, they are honored servants," talking about the angels. Okay? So the second point is, they are totally subservient to Allah and never exhibit insubordination towards Him. Okay? So unlike human beings, you know, sometimes we are submissive to Allah and other times we are negligent. Angels are not like that, brothers and sisters. In Surah Anbiya, again, chapter 21, verse 27, it says, "They do not precede him in speech, and only according to his commandment do they act." Okay. Then the third point is that the angels, they have been assigned some important and greatly, like, huge tasks and responsibilities by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So, the first one, and we won't have time to dig deeper into the interpretations of these responsibilities, unfortunately. And for that, you will have to check out the books of interpretation of Quran, where the Mufassirin of Islam and Quran, they have opened up the meanings of what these ayat that I'm just going to say, they mean. But I just want to give you a real quick overview of what the responsibilities of angels are. And that too, the list is not a complete list. That's just some of them. Okay, so the first of those responsibilities, according to Quran, Surah Al-Haqqa, in verse 17, chapter 69, verse 17. It says, a group upholds the Arsh throne. See, like I said, I won't be able to do interpretation right now, but a group upholds the Arsh, the throne of Allah. Okay, then Surah Naziat, which is a chapter 79, verse 5, a group regulates the affair. Okay, the next one, Surah A'raf, which is chapter 7, verse 37. A group of them are for seizing the souls. This one we kind of know about, right? Right, seizing the souls. So angels are tasked to do that by Allah. Then Surah Infitar, which is the 82, chapter 82, and verse 10 to 13, you will find this meaning that a group is vigilant of the deeds of the humans. We know that. They're writing. They're keeping an eye on us. Whatever we're doing, right? Then a group protects humans from perils and untoward incidents. Okay, this is Surah An'am, verse 61, chapter 6. A group is responsible for punishing and chastising the rebellion and recalcitrant nations. This is from chapter 11, verse 77. Some angels are divine helpers of the believers during battles. We know that from history, right? Surah Ahzab, it's chapter 33, verse 9. And then finally, some of the angels bring down the revelation. We know this one too. And divine books from the prophets. Okay? For the prophets, I mean. Sorry. From the Allah to the prophets. Okay? This fact can be attested from Surah Nahl, which is the chapter 16 and verse 2. There are many more responsibilities, brothers and sisters, but unfortunately, we're short in time. We have to go for a quick break. Stay with us and we will give you some more facts about angels after we return from the break. Thank you.
Angelic versus demonic inspirations by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجابا أو يرسل رسولا. It only comes through wahi, which is revelation, or behind a veil, the kashf that comes, or he sends an angel. And we believe in angelic inspiration. The Prophet ﷺ said when he told Hassan ibn Thabit, the great poet of Medina, he told him, ahju, criticize him with your poetry. In other words, the mushrikeen. Criticize him with your poetry, because they used to write poems against the Prophet, so Hassan would write poems in response, the war of poetry. And so the Prophet said, وَأَيَّدَكَ اللَّهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ, and may Allah strengthen you with the Holy Spirit. In other words, inspire you with the angelic force so that your poetry comes from an inspired source. And just like you have demonically inspired people, I mean, some of these comedians and some of you watch them and it's clear. I mean, these guys, where are those words coming from? Where are they coming from? Seriously, where are they coming from? You know, because they're powerful, some of these guys, right? And you listen to them and you know they're doing some invocation. It's just the wrong kind, right? I mean, just listen to one of their rants when they start going. Where is it coming? They don't know where it's coming from. And one of the hallmarks of these people is they're very agitated. You'll watch them, and they move a lot. This is a sign that you're dealing with demonic, because the Prophet said they get pinched by the demons. And so they literally start to move. You watch them, these people. They can't sit still and just talk. They have to do that because they're having trouble. Shaitan doesn't give them sakina. And it makes them very troubled. You know, they end up like killing themselves and things, a lot of these people. they suffer, you know, but they make deals and, you know, it's not on the dotted line in blood. It's a long series of negotiations, right? You just, you compromise your conscience a little bit. You give a little bit each time till before you know it, you don't have any values anymore.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the light above. Now all I want is to be with you. You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you. صلي على سيدنا مصطفى على حبيبك.
Welcome back to the Teacher, brothers and sisters. Today we're talking about the angels, their characteristics, and before we went on to the break, we were looking into the responsibilities, as a matter of fact, some of the responsibilities of the angels assigned to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so the angels, just like us, are also another creation of Allah, and Allah has come up with different tasks and responsibilities for them that they carry out because they are completely 100% subservient to Allah. And no, Shaitan, Iblis was not an angel. Okay, if that comes to your mind, remember that Iblis was a jinn. Okay, so we're talking about the characteristics of the angels, and we have reached number 4, where we're going to tell you that they are perpetually engaged in glorifying and sanctifying Allah. We read it in where? Verse 5 of Surah Shura. And the angels sing the praise of their Lord and ask forgiveness for those on earth. Okay, so we know that angels are busy glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next point, next fact. Despite all the above, man, due to his ability to develop and achieve perfection, is superior to them to the extent that all the angels, without exception, fell into prostration when Adam was created and he became their teacher. Okay, so beautiful fact. This really tells us that Allah has made us special, us human beings. This was from chapter 2, verse 30 to 34. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave, because we can achieve, human beings can achieve, they have the potential to achieve perfection, hence we are superior to angels. This is amazing, brothers and sisters. You know, according to the ulama of akhlaq, a human being, if it comes to becoming inferior, right, he can be worse than animals. And if it becoming superior, he is better than the angels. He has more potential. And this was exactly the fact in this point. Occasionally, they take the form of humans and manifest themselves before the prophets and even individuals who are not prophets. You know, we know these facts because, okay, you have seen that that movie of Prophet Yusuf, right? In that, they try to, you know, show this, that Angel Gabriel, he came to Prophet in the form and shape of a human being. Okay, so they're allowed to do that because they're 100% subservient of Allah, so they have those powers and those permissions to do that, right? We also saw that in case of Bibi Maryam, okay, that a great angel appeared before Maryam in the form of a perfect man, right? Then in Surah Maryam, which is chapter 19, verse 17, we read, the verse goes like, Then we sent to her our spirit, and there appeared to her a well-made man. Okay. To conclude, I'm going to present a few facts about angels real quick, and then leave you in Allah's care. Number one, from the Islamic traditions, it can be inferred that there are so numerous, the angels, the existence, they're so numerous in numbers that they cannot be even compared to the humans at all. Okay, this comes from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he tells that, you know, the angels that exist in heavens are way more in numbers than the sand particles even, okay, on the earth. Number two, the angels do not eat or drink, and neither do they marry. This again comes from a tradition of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Number three, they're not overcome by sleep, lethargy, and heedlessness. They don't get tired. And this comes from the narration of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Last but not the least, they possess different grades and varied ranks. Some are always in the state of ruku, while others are perpetual in the state of prostration. Okay, so there are different levels and grades of angels, brothers and sisters. Remember, not every angel is the same, with the same authority, with the same power. There are different grades, different levels. And with this, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال برب العالمين وروضات سناها تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال برب العالمين.